Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we welcome on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, and host of the brand new Daily Live podcast, Home and Home, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday on the Radio.com app. It's Ross Tucker joining us on the Wendy's Big Show, former NFL offensive lineman, now color guy and one of the best in the business for Westwood One, and our Radio.com Sports Insider. Ross, appreciate the time, man.
My pleasure, but I got a question for you guys to start this off. Who are the Milwaukee Admirals?
The Milwaukee Admirals, Ross. Actually, you're talking to the game night host of the Milwaukee Admirals, a minor league hockey team in town.
AHL.
We are hashtag MilHockey.
Oh, that's awesome. So I live in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
And I have season tickets to the Hershey Bears.
Well, then you could see them play the Admirals.
I love it. I have second row seats. Actually, my father-in-law, but I use him a decent amount. Second row seats right next to the opposing penalty box. And honestly, it's the biggest deal in central Pennsylvania. Like, they sell out over 11,000 a night. It's a great atmosphere.
That's
great,
awesome
place. And honestly, I can't tell the difference between those guys and the NHL guys. It's a bunch of like 18 to 24 year old Canadian and European dudes flying around. They look good to me, and I always offered the dude in the penalty box a sip of my beer. They never take it, but the guys usually wink at me, and they're like, man, I wish. But it's pretty awesome. I've explained to my daughters that they're on timeout. It's pretty hilarious, actually.
So that means
you guys had an AHL team. That's awesome.
So that means, Ross, you married well then, huh?
Yeah, not too bad. My father-in-law has a propane business, so he's got four seats in the second row.
There we go.
For the propane biz. And I got to tell you, there's not a sport in the world that there's that much of a difference between watching on TV and live.
For sure.
Yeah,
TV
no doubt.
Hockey,
yeah.
TV hockey, I'm just not that into. Hockey in person is amazing. I mean, they look like they're not, their skates aren't even touching the ice. They're flying around, and it's just a great, great product. I love it. I love AHL. That's cool. I just heard right before we came back from break about Milwaukee Admirals. I was like, who's that?
Well, you're ever in Milwaukee, you know where to find us, and then I'll make sure you have the best time at the Milwaukee Admirals and Hershey Bears game.
And they play Hershey, so you can see them there, right there,
no doubt about it.
Your own ice. They may take your beer.
I love
it's Milwaukee.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, we would. All the players I know would definitely take at least a sip, or probably do a little bit closer to what Baker Mayfield did with the beer at the Cleveland Indians game. Ross, right now, let's talk about those quarterbacks, and the one on the Green Bay Packers isn't as good at chugging beer, but he's looking for a bounce back year, and Matt LaFleur offense that a lot of people have some question marks as to how he's going to adapt in the new offense.
Well, I think everybody does. And let me just say this to start, right? That chug by Aaron, that was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. It was 1,000%.
And that was
egregious.
And let me just tell you, I'm from Pennsylvania, but I tell people all the time, if I had to live somewhere else, it would be Wisconsin, because I believe wholeheartedly in your four food groups of brats, beer, ice cream, and cheese. And to have the quarterback of the Packers, the Green Bay Packers, I mean, hopefully it was a spotted cow or something, but for him to be that bad at chugging a beer, I don't know, man. That would affect how I blocked for him. It really would.
Well, he had to be dairy-free. And he's dairy free. That hurts too.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is not Brett Favre.
no, he's not. Yeah. Favre would be more like Baker Mayfield. I think he's going to have a bounce back year. I think their offensive line will be better. I am a little bit intrigued though with what happens with LaFleur in this offense. There aren't a lot of situations like this where I don't even know if LaFleur is older than Aaron Rodgers, but I guess I do wonder how much Aaron really respects what LaFleur has accomplished. You know, we've all read the stories and heard the reports. Aaron is very bright, and he does not have a lot of patience for people, from what I've been told, that aren't on his level in that regard. So I really hope they get off to a good start, and I hope they get off to a good start. Otherwise, I guess I just wonder, because it's not like LaFleur is coming in with some, like, spotless track record, right? I mean, what has he really done? He was the OC of a bad Titans offense for 1 year. It's kind of a bizarre hire to me still. Now, maybe they'll come out and average 40 points a game. Who knows? I just wonder how much Rodgers respects a guy with such a limited track record.
That is the key, is that relationship and how that goes going forward. The running game is something that Matt LaFleur really wants to emphasize in Green Bay, something that really hasn't been emphasized in Green Bay really all that much during the McCarthy era. Some blame Rodgers for idling out of running plays and going to passing plays, whatever the case may be. But if it's going to be the running game in Green Bay, a lot of people think it's going to be Aaron Jones being that guy. How much do you like him?
I like him a lot when he's healthy. Yep. I mean, I think he's clearly the most dynamic guy they have. And every time you watch him in a game, you're like, man, that guy's good. I remember even his rookie year, I called a bunch of Packers games and thought, wow, I was very impressed. Although, in fairness, I thought Jamal Williams had a couple good games that year too. But Aaron Jones just seems like he has a different gear than Jamal Williams did. But it seems like he's always banged up, or the suspension or whatever. I just don't know if he's a guy that you can really rely on or count on. I think that's what they're going to try to test this year. I do know, though, that LaFleur's background, you know, being with the Redskins with Mike and Kyle Shanahan, being with Sean McVay, being in Atlanta with Kyle Shanahan, they put a heavy, heavy emphasis on under center, bootlegs, play action, and making the run game go and making the play action look like the run game. So all those things are tied in. I can tell you, as a former offensive lineman, they really put their offensive lineman in a very good position with all the boots, all the outside zone stuff, and then the play action off of it. There is absolutely the potential for them to have a heck of a year if Aaron really buys in, and if the line can get that run game going on a consistent basis. Holy cow, Aaron Rodgers could have a huge year with throws deep down the field.
Ross, I got a couple questions to answer, but I'm going to start because you just brought this up. You say if Aaron Rodgers buys in. What was it that your notion over Aaron Rodgers' tenure with Mike McCarthy that he just didn't buy in with McCarthy, from, you know, outside looking in?
Well, I think, based on my understanding, it seems like he did early, but then with every year that Aaron got a little bit more knowledgeable, a little more authority, as much as he did maybe when he was younger, maybe that's normal, right? My daughters are 7 and 6. I'm already starting to see it a little bit. It's a lot different from when they were 4 and 5. So maybe that's just a natural course of events, and it's not just Aaron Rodgers. But even reading the Tyler Dunn story, which I know Packers fans hate, but, you know, it certainly seemed like it kept getting worse and worse, and that last year it was downright ugly at times, and maybe rightfully so. I mean, I can remember I have Greg Cosell on my show all the time, the NFL Films guru, and he had even mentioned how it seemed like they were just running isolation routes, one-on-one routes for receivers. It just seemed like, on some level, the NFL kind of passed Mike McCarthy, or he didn't really keep up with what teams were doing that was really successful. So I think if you're Aaron Rodgers, you better buy in. I mean, you get a much better chance of success if you buy in and give it a shot than if you're stubborn and think, no, this isn't for me.
Talking with our radio.com sports NFL insider Ross Tucker here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Ross, what do you think about the two tackles for the Green Bay Packers? David Bakhtiari is coming back again and been one of the best left tackles in the league. And also Brian Bulaga, a veteran that really is under the last year of his contract.
So I think they're top five pair of tackles in the NFL when they're healthy and maybe even very high on that list. I don't know that I would definitely take them over Lane Johnson and Jason Peters in Philly, but they are a darn good pair of bookends. The issue with Bulaga has just been one of durability. Bakhtiari is just a stud. I mean, that was an outstanding fourth-round pick. I mean, to get a guy that's that good of a one-on-one pass protector in the fourth round, I know Ted Thompson had his critics. I was one of them for not being more aggressive in free agency while he had Aaron Rodgers in his prime. You got to give it up and give him credit for what he did with Bakhtiari. That was impressive. I'm a big fan. I'm actually surprised, and maybe I just didn't watch it that closely last year. I didn't call any Packers games. I'm actually surprised that Lane Taylor is fighting for his job with Elgton Jenkins. I kind of thought Lane was a solid player, but I guess they feel like his play deteriorated a little bit. I like Elgton Jenkins. I thought that was a good pick to kind of push all three inside guys, including Billy Turner, and to be that next guy and give him that depth.
Speaking of play deteriorating, Ross, what about Jimmy Graham? What are your thoughts on him?
Well, I think you just got to know what he is, and I think you have to use him in that way. I mean, Mercedes Lewis is going to be the blocking guy. They got the young developmental guy in Sternberger. What you have in Jimmy Graham is a guy that still has rare size and rare body control, and you just have to know how to use it. He doesn't move the way he used to, but I think he can still be very effective red zone, third downs, just because he's such a big target. And with Aaron's quick release and the back shoulder stuff, they should still be able to do some stuff. And it seems like Jimmy's pretty motivated to prove that.
Ross, as you look at this defense and you see Mike Pettine being retained in a situation where kind of felt like he may have been forced on a Matt LaFleur, and your experiences in the league, how has that worked out for teams where you have a guy who, in Mike Pettine, he's been a defensive coordinator now, this is his third stop, but he's also been a former head coach for a first-year guy in Matt LaFleur who is going to have all he can handle in Aaron Rodgers getting the buy-in while also implementing his new offense?
Well, so first of all, I think Pettine's a stud. I mean, you look back, Baltimore, the Jets, Buffalo, even when he was Cleveland's head coach, do you realize, I think it was his first year there, the Cleveland Browns were 7-4 with Brian Hoyer as their quarterback and their two first-round picks, Johnny Manziel and Justin Gilbert, hadn't done anything for the team. So Pettine has kind of proved myself. I thought the Browns were idiots to fire him.
No doubt.
And I still have to think that. They fired him for Hugh Jackson and just went much, much worse. So I think he's a stud, and I think they've gotten him some good dudes. I was a little puzzled by the Mike Daniels thing, but Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith, Savage, Adrian Amos, to go with the guys he already had. I think that defense will be much improved. There are some head coaches that really care about that. Other head coaches that, you know what, I'm fine with keeping Mike Pettine. I think he's good. I don't have my own guy I need to bring in. I'd rather have some continuity on the defensive side of the ball as I change stuff on the offensive side of the ball. And it probably helps LaFleur to have a guy like Pettine, who was a head coach recently, to be like, look, here's what I did that I think was really good. And here's where I really screwed up. Shouldn't do this. Shouldn't do that. You should try to do this. I would recommend any first-time head coach to always have at least one other guy that was a head coach, especially if it was recently on their team.
Ross, appreciate the time, man. Appreciate the insight. And you know our guy, Mitch Rosen, now our boss here, Radio.com Sports Insider. You are. Next time you're in Milwaukee, talk to Mitch, and we'll set it up that you're sitting ice rink with us at the Milwaukee Admirals-Hershey Bears game. We'll have a lot of fun.
I love it. Sounds great to me, man. Thanks having me, guys.
Appreciate it, man. That's Ross Tucker, our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider and host of the brand new daily live podcast, Home and Home with Dave Briggs, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern mornings, Monday through Friday on the Radio.com app. Ross Tucker joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.